are listening to something, but you're not listening to an ending. Remember that. Remember that. Remember that.
The screaming. What do you mean, the screaming?
They did not pay their fare.
Oh, it's a good business model, though. Makes the customers...
Silence, creature!
Why aren't they saying anything?
They have forgotten language.
The worst part is that it almost sounds like singing. If you listen close.
Do not listen close.
Yeah. How long was the ride, last time?
Not too long. Time's weird here, you know that. And Lou kept trying to distract us, make conversation.
You okay?
Says the guy that just gave birth.
Clara.
Sorry. Do you think there's something out here in the ocean?
I don't know.
So goddamn stupid. He wanted to live out his little fucking explorer fantasies. Thought he was the next Livingstone. This isn't Narnia. This isn't a magical kingdom. This place is...
an abomination.
Yes. Yes, it is. And Lou's going to die here.
He could... I don't know, find something. Rat was telling me that this place isn't all terrible.
Oh, yes! There is danger and frightful things, but also beauty and wonder, and it's just another place, but one where will is...
The creature lies. The creature lied about what it put inside you, and it is lying about this.
The creature is not lying, and I never lied to Dan about what I put inside him. I just didn't mention it. Now, just because you're being mean about what I did to you, and because you're starting to remember your dumb little cult, that doesn't mean...
Silence, please. I must concentrate. This is a complex journey, a complex song. We are here.
Did she do that last time?
No, I don't.
Please disembark.
This is just bombed out buildings. Ruins. How do we find Melody?
Walk. You will find her.
Okay, let's...
Before you go, Caroline, the knife, it is yours.
Clara, would you affix it to my bandages so I can use it properly?
Sure. I don't know how well it can be.
Do it anyway.
Caroline, I can carry the knife.
No. I need protection.
If you come to the river again, I will be there.
So, I guess we start walking?
Yeah. Let's get going.
Dan, what is this place?
I don't have my tapes. How would I know? Bombed out ruins, skeletons, buildings. I haven't heard of any place like this.
Oh, this place seems fairly recent. Don't you smell it in the air? Stick out your tongue. See?
The creature is right. This place seems recent.
How would...
What the hell was that?
Oh, how interesting.
It sounded like... Come on, let's go towards it.
What?
It's not the music. Maybe it's another person? Mr. Davenport?
You know this?
Dan, this is quite a little surprise to say the least. I thought you'd be back in the outpost. Fancy meeting you all the way out here.
How are you here? Is this some sort of... I thought you used suit to... Can you... Get out now?
Well, hold your horses. You've got a lot of questions for me, don't you? And I understand that. I really do. But I really do need to keep singing or else, well, I've been warned that some sort of terrible thing will befall little old me if I stop singing. So
Those things, they aren't near here. You can stop singing.
Yes, Mr. Davenport, you are perfectly safe.
You see, you brought our little body bag along with you. She malfunctioning? Now, Dan, I've always valued our working relationship, but I've got to ask. How can I know you're telling the truth?
Well, Mr. Davenport, if you're out here, I'm guessing that you probably don't have a lot to lose.
Fair enough.
Wait. Stop making veiled callbacks and tell me, who the hell is this guy?
Oh, he's such an interesting...
Hey, now, hold your horses. Clara, I'm Davenport. I'm Dan's supervisor at LMG. Pleased to meet you. I see that thing is with you.
Oh, I'm here to help.
There was an attack. We escaped. The outpost is gone.
And Lou?
He's gone.
Well, omelets and eggs and all that.
Why are you even here? Shouldn't you be in her?
She's malfunctioning, apparently. I mean, gosh, if the printer breaks enough times, you get a new printer. Same principle should apply here.
Mr. Davenport...
I know. I'm getting to it. Do you hear that? In the distance?
No.
Hell no.
Oh, maybe?
You will, in a bit, once your ears adjust. Let's just say that LMG got a little bit overextended, bit off more than it could chew. Its eyes were bigger than its stomach. You see, when a corporation...
Mr. Davenport. I know you were lying to me about getting home.
Now...
You fucked with me, Mr. Davenport. That's what you've been doing since the first time I turned on this recorder. A recorder that is now part of my body. I don't give a shit about the contract or LMG or you. You have no power here. Now just tell me why the hell you're in this city.
It's been falling apart for a while now, but the cult. They attacked us while we were trying some experiments with the Visser portal. Now, a bunch of people, LMG and the cult, are trapped here. The thing is, they're still trying to kill us. They're hunting us like rats, so I ran, and now I'm hiding.
Like a rat?
Hey, you're not supposed to say anything.
This is the cult that sabotaged the mercenaries, that killed the Torreses.
Yes. Wait, how do you... Oh, you must have heard the tape. Wait. You don't have to leave. The cult's been after us for years. They don't like us sticking our nose into non-science stuff for some reason. They just kill our people sometimes and leave us weird as heck answering machine messages, cost of doing business. Now, they've escalated.
I could have guessed that. And you know nothing about them?
No. We tried to get a man inside. They mailed him back to us in multiple packages. Wait, you hear that?
What the hell is that?
It's them. The cult fighting us. It's changing the city. The longer you're near it, the louder it gets. Even if it's not coming towards you, it's based on will or... Well, Dan, I don't know what it's based on. Seems like I don't know a lot of things anymore.
Why the tapes? That was you, wasn't it?
I spearheaded the initiative, sure.
Then why the tapes? And why me? Why did you choose me?
I didn't. There was already an archive before I started working here. I just added to it. I collected things that might have power. Hired people to record, hired people to find recordings. For some reason, weird things like tapes. And the act of listening draws the power out. It's why I hired people like you to listen and bear witness. LMG can exploit the things that happen when the world is shaken up a little. You were just one of the most noteworthy.
And there wasn't any reason why I was selected?
Of course not. You just seemed curious, smart enough to be interested, and dumb enough not to do anything about it. No really significant relationships. No one to really care about you if you disappeared. I misjudged Mark a little, but we all make mistakes. If every pork chop were perfect, we wouldn't have hot dogs.
That's it?
Yep.
D-
Dan, whatever answer he gives you, you're not going to be satisfied with it.
Now let's talk about...
Mr. Davenport, do you know who I am?
A body bag. One of the little guy's experiments. Now...
My name is Caroline.
What are you...
God, what the...
Shit!
How interesting. Caroline, why did you do that?
He was an abomination. He opened the portal to this world.
No, I opened the portal to this world.
You were tricked.
Mr. Davenport, are you...
You will never stop recording.
Caroline, we could have... I don't know. We could have...
No, we could not. Get over your Stockholm Syndrome. Daniel Powell, you are better than that.
Dan? Dan, there's no use talking about it now. He's dead.
Yes. I suggest we walk in the opposite direction of that sound.
Oh, I am so excited to see Melody. And I never liked Liam. Always wanted results.
Daniel Powell, I apologize for shocking you. Now, come with me.
Yeah. Just let me... Let's go.
Hello, Daniel. This is exciting, is it not? You might finally meet Melody in person.
Yeah.
Oh, are you sad about Mr. Davenport? Because you should not be. He was a terrible and evil and mean man.
I know.
Oh, all right then. Suit, or is it Caroline now? I'm so curious how the procedure affected you. Do you remember being filled or malfunctioning or...
You are a selfish, craven creature, and you do not amuse me.
Oh, mean.
It's okay, Dan. We're going to get home soon.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm gonna fit right in when a third of my body is a tape recorder.
Dan.
How am I going to explain this? There's Dan. He's got a really realistic and intricate series of tattoos across his body. Oh, no, don't mind the clanking sound. Nuwax has just swallowed a bunch of quarters and hasn't shit them out yet. Oh, who the... Who the hell am I gonna be in the real world, Clara? Who?
I...
Sorry.
Shh. Do you hear it? Shh.
Shit. I haven't heard birds in...
We will be cautious, Clara. You will make the dagger more secure. It has grown slightly loose.
Don't kill anyone without asking us first, eh?
I will not kill anyone unless necessary. Approach quietly.
Hi there. You don't have to sneak up. Come on by.
Hi?
We weren't sneaking up.
Of course you weren't. Didn't mean to imply anything. I'm Alexa. What are your names?
Wait. You're Melody's... You're Melody's...
Wife. Well, never got a chance to be legally married, but been together long enough. Probably be common law if there were any actual laws around here. So, who are you?
I'm Daniel Powell.
Clara.
I am Caroline Lesta.
Oh, I can't use my actual name, but Dan calls me Rat, and I like it when he does that.
All right. Now, what brings you down here?
We came to see Melody Pendris.
She's the celebrity around here. That's why we've got it, so that whenever anyone comes here, they see our house first.
Oh, that must be powerful.
Not really, if you know what you're doing. Who is it?
Melody.
Visitors. They want to see you.
Are they, dangerous?
One of them's got a dagger taped to her hand, some blood stains, but we should be fine. Wards aren't breaking. Would have felt something if they were dangerous.
All right, then let him in. Wait, One of them's... The creature can stay outside.
Mean.
Rat.
Oh, no, I understand. I was just hoping she could find it in her heart to look past our history.
You okay in the garden?
Oh, I am sure I can keep myself entertained.
Come on, you heard the wife.
It's Melody.
Yeah, Dan, get a grip.
I just...
It's okay. Come on.
Sit down. Do you want some tea? I was just making a pot.
I wouldn't say no.
Melody, you know Rat?
Yes, Dan, I do. Now sit down. We should talk. Everyone has a cup of tea who wants one? All right. So why did you want to talk to me?
Dan.
Well, okay. So a while ago, I was hired by LMG to listen to these tapes, right? In this weird, out-of-the-way archive. They wanted me to catalog Archive 81. And Archive 81 had all these tapes of you and...
Dan.
Your time in...
Dan.
Yes.
I know. You don't have to go through all of this.
Wait, how do you know? You've been missing. You've been here for...
Well, it's a mirror stone. It lets me see what's happening in the, real world. I mostly use it to check up on what shit LMG is trying to pull.
So you know about Samuel's apotheosis and the portal?
Yes. And I don't blame you. It was bound to happen sooner or later. Davenport's Weasley like that.
He is dead.
Is that why there's blood on here?
Yes.
Probably for the best. But yeah, you don't need to fill me in on what's happened. However, I don't know everything that happens in this world, so the question remains. Why are you here?
I was modified to help LMG explore this place.
That explains the metal.
Yeah, and anyway, our outpost got attacked.
By who?
The curator.
That makes sense.
So, we looked for you. To see if you could help us find a way home?
Ah. Okay. Alexa?
Is it, weird stuff time again?
Yep.
I'll be in the garden.
Thanks. Anyone who doesn't want to be exposed to what I'm about to tell you should join her.
How dangerous will this be?
Not dangerous, but talking about the things that I talk about make it harder to be normal. I'm not going to subject Alexa to that, and it's not something you should enter into unwillingly. You two are going to stay, but...
Clara?
Shit. Will you be okay?
Yeah, I'll deal with it.
Dan, thank you for letting me... I don't...
Yeah.
Come on, Clara. I'll show you the garden.
Dan, do you know who your altered friends are?
Rat and Caroline? I don't actually know a lot.
Rat was one of Samuel's underlings.
Oh. Oh, God. Yeah, he was in the tape. He was in the first tape.
Now you see why I don't want to be near that thing. He wasn't in Visser when it collapsed, and he's been trying to learn more about this place ever since. That much exposure to whatever this is can make someone into something like him.
I don't know what I expected. But...
He is a pitiable creature, Daniel Powell. And what do you know of me, Melody Pendris?
You're part of the cult, right? The purity one?
I was. Then I was captured and used in a ritual. My fingers were cut off and replaced. Then my soul was scraped out so it could be replaced at will. I am still remembering.
I'm sorry.
I serve the cause well. I will continue to do so. You should not pity me.
What's this cult? And what is this place, really? And how can you...
Okay. Now we're going to get into the dangerous stuff. It's best if you let me get through my little monologue without questions, okay? Do you want any more tea?
No. Oh, before you go ahead, you should know... Rat let the collector put something inside me. And it hatched. Just today. I'm not sure what it was, but... yeah.
Well, that definitely calls for more tea. This place... it's a reflection of our world. Or we're a reflection of it. Who knows? That's philosophy stuff. Basically, this place doesn't follow our rules. It's a place of will and desire. And the things that live here definitely don't follow our rules. Well, sorry, this is tough to talk about. Kind of gives me a headache. Thus, the tea. There are a lot of things that live here. Some are human, people like me and Alexa and the refugees in this town. They've just stumbled into this place, or they've been lured here. Anyway, they're also, well, small creatures. Beings that are of this place but aren't that powerful. If you've been to the market, you'll see them. They don't matter all that much. But then, there's the big things. I've heard them called leviathans. They're powerful, they're big, and their motives don't make much sense. To us, anyway. Mostly they keep to themselves. They fight constantly, and there's so many different kinds of them, but it's always with themselves. The world changes based on who's winning. So right now, this place is a city. But before then? Anyway, there are exceptions to the keep amongst yourselves thing. The curator, the messenger, Visser, some others. Visser wanted to enter our world, and it did. So who knows what's going to happen now? I don't know if the other Leviathans are going to put a stop to it, or if they don't care, or if they're all going to come pouring in. Maybe you were lucky to be taken into this world when you were. Things are definitely going to change. It's important to know that they aren't evil. Not really. It's not like some grand evil plan to take over our world. They're just unknowable. And that's even scarier. Ugh, such shitty tea. You think I would have gotten used to it by now? Don't tell Alexa. Oh, LMG and the cult. Lots of people have wanted to exploit this place since pretty far back, I'm guessing. Remember the Dutch corporation that actually built the apartment building? LMG have a lot of bank behind them. As for the cult, the purity guys, they really wanted to cut off any contact between this place and the real world. And they're willing to do whatever it takes to get that done. Fanatics. And I know, sealing everything off sounds like a good idea. And I don't know, maybe it is. But I feel like... I'm scared of what would happen if they actually did it. Oh dear God, it tastes like hot piss. Great for headaches, but really hot piss. Oh, and as for how I'm going to be able to do the things that I do, know the things I know. A little piece of Visser. Apparently, if you defeat one of these things, you gain a little bit of its power. Explains why they're always fighting each other. So, any questions?
My birth?
Well, I don't know. The collector's always up to something. curious. Maybe that's the right word. Probably not good enough, but yeah, I don't have all the answers. Sorry.
What happened to everyone else? In the apartment, I mean. I know it's not exactly my business, but I listened to all those tapes.
No. It's fine. It's easy to become attached to people. They're doing all right. They're here. Some of them, at least. The ones that didn't pass away in the implosion. It's a little community. It's not perfect, but we're making do.
Can you, help us get home?
Are you sure you want that?
I think so.
Dan, if you hadn't listened to my tapes, you wouldn't be the way you are. I feel partly responsible.
No, Melody, I don't...
I know. Middle age, you start feeling guilty for everything.
Wow, you don't look...
Alexa and I should be in our 40s, no matter what this place is doing to us. I'm not complaining, by the way. So if you want to use a little bit of my power to help you and your friends get home, I'm fine with that. Is that what you want?
Yes.
Alexa, want to bring Clara in?
Coming.
What about Rat?
What about Rat? Fine. He's in the area. He's weird enough that'll be part of the ritual, whether or not he's touching it. I just don't want him in the same room. Were you all right?
We didn't eavesdrop. Not an idiot.
I know you're not, but I still worry about you. So, Dan, Clara, Caroline, gather around in a circle. You're all going home.
Wait, really?
Yes, really.
How did you...
Don't worry about it.
Daniel Powell, are you sure that...
Yes. Rat gets to go home. Whatever happened, whatever he did to me, Rat gets to go home.
Could you tell me why you were offering him this kindness?
He's been kicked around enough.
Okay, gather around. On the count of three, we're all going to touch the artifact at the same time. Anything you want to say before we go?
Is there... Should we prepare anything?
I'm not sure what's going to happen. These things are never exact.
Okay, I think we should just start...
All right, then. One. Oh, it'll be on three, not three and shoot, okay? One. Two. Three.
Damn, there's something with your recorder. You hear other people's. It should be okay. Don't worry.
Joy.
Rat, are you there?
Dan? Oh, hello, Dan. I am home and I am happy. Can't you see? I am to join the chorus. There's Samuel and there's Visser itself and I am to sing. Can't you see?
I can't see anything.
Oh, I am sorry, but thank you so much. I know that Melody told you about me and I am glad she told you about me. I have been trying and working and striving to find some semblance of the transcendence I felt when I was with them, and there was nothing that could compare. All the secrets that I learned were like ash in my mouth. But now I am with my friends and my God, and I am about to sing. I am sorry that I did not tell you of the agreement I made with the curator, but I am not sorry for making you what you are. Thank you, Daniel Powell.
I guess that's what makes you happy. As long as you...
Dan! Dan! Shit! You're here?
I can't see anything. I'm still...
It's okay. It's okay. I'm back in New York. Actual New York, not a weird shadow version of it. I'm home. I don't have to worry about LMG finding my family or... Thank you.
Happy to help.
Hey, look me up the next time you're in town. We should grab coffee. My real name's Jennifer Martin. They made me change it because they thought it would be psychically significant if our names sounded like Lewis and Clark. Like any British person's name, Lou.
Purity. 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 Purity.
You.
Me. Forgotten?
No, but...
Lots of us. Leviathans. Some sleep. Need to be woken. Need to be heard.
What are you...
Sleeping. For a while. But you can hear. You record. Awake now.
What are you going to do?
Wake up. Fight. Eat. Normal. Thank you.
No.
Many. So many. Silly things. Not good.
Hello, we are here. Is anyone alive in the general vicinity?
I am undamaged.
That is inaccurate.
You are fighting to close the barrier.
Yes, we have been chasing LMG. You are Caroline Lesta?
I was. I've been here too long. Daniel Powell is still alive. He might prove useful.
Dan, can you hear us? It is Drummond. It was Mark. We were Mark. Please wake up. Wake up.
He is unconscious. He was modified. You will have to do what is necessary before you take him with you. You have your knife.
That is a drastic measure that we are not entirely comfortable with. He is our friend.
He will survive. Before that, I would ask you for a favor.
You ask too much. That was not your fault. You were kidnapped.
Nevertheless, I have been here too long. I am an abomination.
But we do not...
Do not make me beg.
Please say your name for us, for posterity.
Caroline.
Caroline, we are grateful for your work. Where would you like us to perform the action?
The throat, if you would. Quick and deep.
Understood. Is there anything else you would like to tell us?
It will happen soon. The barrier will be closed.
Yes, we are close.
Good. Then I will die happy.
Oh. Oh, God. Dan, are you able to hear us? Are you able to hear Mark within us? We have become something different in order to save you. We have to cut out the device that was placed within you before we can take you home. But you will be home soon, and we will figure out a way to make you normal again. We have so much to tell you. I am very sorry. This is not an ending, because nothing is an ending. Nothing can end. Nothing ever ends. On June 6th and June 20th, you will have something in this feed. There will be audio that you can listen to. Perhaps it will satisfy you, perhaps not. But thank you. Thank you for listening. It is important to us. We appreciate your support, whether on Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, Tumblr, or Patreon, especially Patreon. If you would like to receive our gratitude, go to patreon.com/archive81 and support us. And remember, we will give you more pieces of content on June 6th and June 20th. There will be more things to listen to. Stay subscribed.